Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Patrick Lopez of Lopez Foods. We're talking beef at McDonald's in just a moment.
For 25 years, abandoned well sites left from a bygone era have been voluntarily cleaned up by today's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
If you qualify, there is no expense whatsoever to the landowner. It's completely free.
It far exceeded anything I even dreamed of. I would do it again in a minute.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
There are 5 providers of beef to McDonald's all across the United States. One of those 5 national providers, Lopez Foods, based in Oklahoma City. John Patrick Lopez with Lopez Foods says they've been doing business with McDonald's for decades.
Yes, our history goes back almost 50 years. We started making hamburger patties for them in 1968, and then that was fresh beef patties. As McDonald's grew, we switched to frozen beef patties in 1971. And then recently we switched back to fresh beef for McDonald's. Lopez Foods led the way for the fresh beef program for McDonald's in the U.S. currently. We're very proud of that. And it is a wonderful product. And we're very excited about it.
So tell me a little bit about that fresh beef project that you've been involved with.
Sure. So McDonald's asked all their beef suppliers about the concept of switching from a frozen beef patty to a fresh beef patty. And we evaluated the different aspects of that. The quarter pounder and the double quarter pounder with cheese, it's that quarter pound patty that we were targeting first. And Lopez Foods developed the platform in which we would be able to transition to a fresh beef patty. And then the cooking aspects of it at the restaurant. There were a lot of challenges from a logistics standpoint. There were a lot of challenges from a food safety standpoint. We wanted to make sure that we were doing it the right way, bringing a better, hotter, juicier product to the consumer, not jeopardizing quality, not jeopardizing food safety in any way, shape, or form. So it was a big task. It took several years to perfect, several test markets around the country. And then we launched it nationwide in 2018, and our sales, McDonald's sales for beef have increased, and our sales as well as a result of it.
You were saying that consumers noticed the difference.
They could tell immediately. So when we first started in the test markets, we didn't tell the consumer what they were getting, but they were coming back to the restaurant managers and owners and asking, this is the best quarter pounder I ever had. What'd you do differently? What's different? Mm-hmm. And of course, they would just talk to them more about what's better about it. It's hotter. It's juicier. The cheese is melting on the patty. It's dripping. I have to use more napkins now. It's hard to eat in the car because it's so juicy and hot. So immediately they could tell that there was a quality difference, perception, and people who said that they only stopped by occasionally were going to become more frequent customers. And that's when we knew we had a home run on our hands.
Now, Lopez has been one of the major suppliers of beef to McDonald's, right?
Correct. There are 5 suppliers for McDonald's in the U.S., and Lopez Foods is one of them.
Now, you were talking with these folks today also about the need to tell our story and the issue, just the overall concept of beef sustainability. There are folks within the cattle industry that are a little reluctant to, really move the needle on that. But you're saying we need to do this to try to, keep in step with the consumer.
Sure. Fresh beef, real food. The transparency aspect of any food product, but in this case, beef. If we don't tell our story, someone else will tell it for us, and as a result, it will negatively impact either the product in particular, a category, a business, or a company. We cannot ever afford to have another pink slime incident, of which that was We didn't do a good job of handling it the right way. Mm-hmm. Consumers saw it and thought that that's what everybody used in their product, and in particular McDonald's. They thought it was in our beef. They thought it was in our poultry, and it was completely false. But right. If you don't engage with your consumers in terms of transparency, honest, real food, engagement, tell your story, invite folks into your operation, show them what you do, how real it is, they won't believe you. They won't believe an article. They won't believe a press release. We have to get out in front of our consumers. We have to engage with them. And again, we have to tell our story.
John Patrick Lopez of Lopez Foods. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans now to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Featuring 375 head of A1 bred fall calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20 to 24 month old stout herd bull prospects that are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For sale catalog, videos, and sale info, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.